This is episode 10 of the Transformation Chamber with platinum recording artist and entrepreneur Slim Thug. In this episode, we discuss staying true to yourself, prioritizing God first and hard work, and the importance of doing what you love. With that being said, let's step into the Transformation Chamber. First of all, Slim, I appreciate you 1,000% for even doing this, man. Welcome to the Transformation Chamber. And I'll tell you a little bit about the Transformation Chamber. This is episode 10, the season finale. I launched this because I wanted to talk to influential people, successful people, and find out, you know, what's the story that's going on behind the scenes. Like, if I look at your Instagram right now, you're shining. You know, it seems like you always winning. But the we want to get to know the man. Yeah, we just got you talking about how people don't know what's really going on behind the scenes. We want to get to know the man behind the Instagram account, behind all the records sold, and just how you got to where you are. So first, let me just properly introduce you, man. Platinum recording artist, hustler, entrepreneur, philanthropist, the boss of all bosses, man. Welcome, Slim Thug, to the show. So we know you from the North Side. Right. I'm from the North Side, too. I don't know if
you
know
that. Hey, we out here doing big things.
Mason Road, all the way to Homestead. Tell us what it was like growing up on Homestead. Just paint the picture for us as
actually,
a young
man. Actually, my grandmother is from, she had a house on Gore. That was really like the only stable place, you know, I could call home, you know. Through my youth, I changed and moved so much. We actually lived on Arvin, close to Mesa. That's where I was born.
Okay.
You know what that's at?
Arvin
off Titwell. That's so crazy. I was born over there. Then we took it to Sea King. Then went back to the hood, to Heather Glen, then to Acres Home. You know,
there's a myth that you went to Smiley High School for a little bit.
Right, I did go to Smiley.
I just had to get that in there for my
people. I did go to Smiley.
That's where I graduated from.
I went to, man, I went to probably like 10, 15 schools throughout my life. And it's crazy because, like, I envy people who, like, have, like, you know, man, I'm from this house right here. I lived here my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Because you just got relationships through, you know, through that neighborhood. Me, I know a lot of people, but I feel like we ain't that close because, you know, it's all broken up. You know,
I
spent some time here and there and all that.
How do you think that played a part in the man that you've become now?
I don't know. I got to look more into it on the therapy side, but I'm sure it's messing me up because I can't stay stable for nothing. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure it got something to do with me not being stable and having to keep going and keep doing, you know, keep it moving most part.
I mean, we talk about, and I hear it in your music all the time, just coming up in the hood on the North Side. Can you think of any specific, whether it was an OG or an experience or something that really shaped your mindset that created, you know, the hustler and the man that you've become?
Man, I would have to say it was a lot of different people who, you know, at different times in my life, like, helped me, I would say. At one, my brother, Tay-Day, he's a rapper. He wrote me a rap when I was like 10. So that's what really, like, I remembered that rap and kept rapping it to everybody so people thought I could rap. Secondly, my other brother, Tony, he bought me a karaoke machine. And, like, I spent countless hours, you know, just in the room just rapping, you know, as far as, like, doing the music side of it. Michael Watts told me to bring him back $5 off a tape and $8 off a CD. And that showed me how to hustle the music as far as, like, get money off of it and figure out exactly what I'm worth.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so all those different things, I would say, came and played a part. My brother being with me through those early years, like, you know, building, you know, helping me build Boss Hog Out Loud. So he had the hustle, you know, a lot of the hustle. So he would get a lot of the stuff done. Ray Face. So it's like, I would say all those people.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Hold up. My boy's OG Chi-Town, Sleep Dog, RIP, for the inspiration, man. Like, I was thinking slab. I was in the hood and all I wanted was a candy slab.
Yeah.
and to do freestyle flows. I wasn't thinking Rolls Royces and nothing like that, you know. So seeing those guys made me, you know, it inspired me a lot, I would say that.
That's dope. That's dope. You know, it's interesting. I was listening. I was getting ready for the interview, so I had to go back in the catalog.
Yeah.
I was listening to Boys in Blue. Was it Good Old Love? I can't remember, but you talked about doing talent shows, losing.
Every
you know what I'm saying? Yeah,
lose.
And then waking up, getting going to school.
Right.
Like, a lot of people don't know that part of your career. What was it like when Thugger, the bread went there and you was just like any other?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, man, it's that spot. It just closed. It was on the south side. It used to be the furthest driver in the world coming from the north, man. It was like a little Jamaican spot. They used to do the talent shows. I think they just stopped doing that shit like recently.
Wow.
But it was around for forever. And I was like 14. We had a group called, we was the Cash Money Brothers. I swear to God, we was Cash Money before Cash Money. I swear we was. Anyway, yeah, so we got an old tape from way back in, like, you know, 1993, 92. You know, it was me and my brother. And, man, we used to go to try to perform at the little thing, do the song. He used to always drag me, man, just come do it. I was like the most shyest dude in the world. I used to hate doing it.
That's but crazy.
We did it, you know. You know, I did it. Like I said, I would go and lose and then have to go to school in the morning, you know, at Eisenhower. So it was just like all that, man. Really, I took the long way on the cool in this music game. I took the long way because I had to do it by myself a lot of the times.
Yeah.
So I had to burn. I had to touch the fire a lot of the times. I could have got help, you know, and made it easier for me.
Yeah.
But I didn't because I wanted to do it, you know, my way, and I wanted to do it by myself. So, you know, I think that's what gave me the confidence, you know, I have today and give me the hustle. You know, like I think I outwork everybody, you
that's
know, so.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. In like so many of your songs, in this order, you always say, God plus hard work.
Exactly.
So
that's it. That's the formula.
So for people who don't know, you know what I'm saying? Can you talk about like what is your relationship with God or just how much that played into your success?
I'm God's child, man. God got me, man. So don't ever, you know, go against me because God got me and I'm always going to be good.
That's
really believe that. I feel that. It's like way bigger than anything, you know. It's just like the unexplainable how I'm here, you know, like compare me to everybody else, how I'm here, you know what I'm saying? Like everybody I come up with, you know, I lost so many homeboys and, you know, so much other stuff, even just like with music, like so many people then came and went and, you know, I'm still here and still successful, independent. Like who else do it independent though this long and still riding around in Rolls Royces like nobody, like, you know, now it's cool for everybody to be independent. But it wasn't cool back in the day, you know, and I felt like I always felt like I was blackballed or something, like, you know what I'm saying? I felt like being independent, it was always harder for me, you know what I'm saying? And I could never get the look of a major artist you know, of politics and whatever.
It's so crazy. When I told people I was interviewing with you, like I wanted to make sure I asked questions that people wanted to know. And that was the number one question. So many people wanted to know, like, what's the difference between you and everybody else? How did you make it independent? And not just make it, though, because some people, they get a little shine and then they disappear. We talking 20 plus years.
Right.
You sustained. Like, what is the formula for that sustainability that, you know, you've been able to make it 20 plus years?
Right.
Doing it like this.
God first, hard work, consistency. And just staying who I am, you know, like not wave chasing and creating the wave, staying who I am, staying in my lane, like giving the people what I know they want from me. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
So it's like not being caught up on, man, I'm not on the radio. I want to be on the radio. Let me sound like what's on the radio. Now, continue to be Slim Thug, continue to give the people, the few who still down with you, stay loyal to them.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the rest of these folks. If they come, cool, but these people have you in Rolls Royces, so focus on them. You know what I'm
that's
saying?
What's up.
Like, nah, that's what it is. Like, and that's just what I try to do. Focus on the ones who've been taking care of me all these years and give them what I think they want from me. It ain't about the radio. It ain't about selling 100,000. I don't even look at the charts keeping 1,000. All I look at is my monthly checks. And that's all I look at.
That's real.
And that's what gauge what I'm, if I'm doing something right or if I'm doing something wrong, you know?
So a lot of people, when they get famous or when they get to a certain level, like they, you know, it becomes hard to get to them or to talk to them, or you know, they develop a bigger ego than when they was broke. But one thing I noticed about you before I actually met you and worked with you and had the opportunity to work with you, I must have dabbed you up like 10 times throughout my childhood. Nah, for real. Like, right. Real talk. Like, I'm like, damn.
I'm
like,
out here.
He cool. You know what I'm saying? What's, you know, how do you stay so grounded and so connected to the city like that? Even though you are at this like level, you know what I mean?
I never left, for one. And I never changed. I always stayed Slim Thug, because the difference in me and a lot of people, they have to go sign a contract or something.
Right.
And then with that comes change. A lot of the times when people, you know, change or get money, it comes with rules. I never had those rules because I always did my own thing. I was always my own boss. And I always had a lot of confidence because over and over again, I proved to myself that I can win and I can get some money. And my ideas really do work.
Yeah.
You know, so now I'm not in the bubble of the world. I'm so much of an individual that I love it. You know what I'm saying? And really, I just kind of just do whatever I feel, man. Yeah. And that's why I say God first, because I feel like God is leading my way. And my intuition is just strong now. And I believe that's him. So it's like when I just feel good about whatever I'm doing. And you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm moving at a cool pace, and I'm straight.
Nah, so I read a book and it talked about winners win, right? And then the more you win, the more confidence you get about winning. You know what I mean? You're able to like call stuff out, see it like, nah, that's not a good deal.
Or take the chance. It's like a lot of people just scared to take the chance because, you know, they haven't experienced it working.
Yeah.
You know, so after you see stuff work, you know, it's hard to not take the chance.
My question to you is, what would you say right now to somebody who's scared to take the chance or somebody who's never seen a win, but they struggling with going after their own ideas or just working for the man? What would you say to them right now?
Man, outside of money, you know, the money is beautiful, but just being your own boss, the freedom of, like I say, like I smoke weed when I drive. You know, I just really like, not saying that's a good thing. Yeah. I smoke weed on Instagram. I do whatever I want to do, basically. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody can't tell me, man, you can't smoke weed because you on this contract. You got to dress like this. Yeah. You got to do that. I do whatever I want to do. And if you can live like that, man, I think that's the best life, you know, period. Outside of being the richest person in the world or whatever, I think just you being able to be, you know, who you want to be completely is what life is about, man. I think so,
dope.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the life I live.
Yeah.
So I don't envy a lot of people, you know, like who got more money than me, because I feel like at one point it's all the same. You know, what else you gonna do? If you can afford to take a trip and you can afford to buy nice things, then, you know, it's all equal at that point. What are we gonna do? Out Gucci each other, you know, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So you said, just to be clear, you saying like it's best to find out who you are, what you like, and do you 100%.
Right.
And then get paid.
And live, like, not only that, just like I mentioned the other part, that's probably why I'm so happy, because I'm doing what I love to do also, you know what I'm saying? I feel like people should really do what they love to do.
Right.
I don't feel like you should be at work, you know, doing something that, you know, you forced to do, or where you ain't happy, because life is short to me, you know what I'm saying? So
it's real.
You know, I believe in, you should at least try to chase your dream.
Let me ask you something. Can you tell us about a time where this, like post success, you made it, or you know you making it at this point? What was the time where, like, you know, it was like stuff got real bad. You took a major loss. You know what I'm saying? Like, I took a loss, and how did you bounce back from that loss?
I can't really pinpoint one situation. I feel like I'm taking losses every single day, man. Like, it's a nonstop thing. That's what people fail to realize. To be successful for a long time, you have to take a lot of losses.
Yeah.
Like, it's a part of your life. Like, and you can't be scared to lose either. Like, that's a part of winning, is losing until you figure out why you keep losing so you can start winning, you know? So
that's what's up.
I take constant losses all over, like over and over again, but that's a part of being in the game. And as long as you stay consistent in whatever you're doing, it's going to balance out if it's what you're supposed to be doing, to me.
Yeah, yeah. I saw you post one time. This had to be a while ago. You was like, you never get too high on the highs, but you never get too lows on, right. low on the lows.
You can't hype me up to say, you the shit, Slim, you the shit. Like, I thank you. I appreciate yeah. that. But don't even tell me that too much. Like, I'm not, that ain't what I want to hear so much. I just want to stay in the middle and just, you know what I'm saying, be able to be normal, man. Like, man, I don't look at Beyonce and them and be like jealous, you know. I know they having fun on them trips, but it's kind of being in jail, man, when you live these when you're a famous.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go nowhere, yep. man. Like, I'm able to still move around, do whatever I want to do. I ride by myself, you know. That's beautiful, you know, like, so.
That's what's up. Yeah. Here's a question for you. I meet some of the people in the room, and I know a lot of people. You are constantly creating opportunities for younger people, right? So, for example, I'm just put my story on the line. Like I said, I met you a bunch of times, but your 20-year anniversary concert is when Boss Life actually gave me the opportunity to be the production manager for right. the concert. And then I went on to do Boss Life Ball and Boss Life Brunch.
Right.
Shout out to my girl, Latoria, who helped me put this together. Hey. We always talk about, like, man, yes, you know, Slim gave us an opportunity and, you know, how it's helped our career. It's obvious that it helped our career. What I'm curious of is, how does helping other people help your career?
That's a good question. As far as a rapper, I don't feel like a lot of it, you know, go together. You know, I feel like it's a totally different thing, because positive community Slim Thug, as far as like that, is different than, you know, the rapper Slim Thug. Mm-hmm. He a little wilder. A lot of people don't be trying to be attached on that end so much. But, you know, like, we did the 20th anniversary show, and that was something. But also, like, I meet new people, you know. Like, I met Latoria. Now she helps me with, you know, publishing stuff. And, you know, like, before I didn't even have a publicist.
Right, right.
Or, you know, a lot of the stuff that, you know, opportunity she bring to me, I just didn't have. I just was just posting through Instagram.
So. Shout out to Lemon Lime right. Media. Got it right. Lemon Lime Like Media.
Right. So I guess that's how it works, you know, hand in hand.
That's what's up. Yeah. And I didn't even touch on this. The gig y'all gave me for the 20-year anniversary, I think I went out and hired like 10 other people that looked like me to help me work that.
That's real.
Same thing with Boss Like Bob. I had a crew. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like that type of pouring back into the city. I personally think that touch that you have on the city is what helps, you know, we receiving that energy that you give, and then we giving it back to you constantly.
Right.
Because that's just me and my crew. I know a lot of people that are like, yeah, I did this, right. I did this. So I think that
I try to, if you from Houston, man, we on the same team, man. And whatever I can do to help, you know what I'm saying? I like to, you know, do as much as I can. If I see somebody, you know, actually trying and, you know, making something happen. I know I got a lot of followers on Instagram for being crazy, but I try to help people with that, you know, post their videos or whatever, like whatever it may be, you know, you're a comedian. Let me repost you and try to get you, you know, some more followers, a rapper, whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? Just however it be, however I can help. It's cool. It's just something I just naturally do because I just want to see my city win.
Yeah.
That's it. Ball players, whatever. If you're from Houston, we on the same team. I'm rooting for you. And that's just point blank, period.
That's solid. We don't get a lot of that from all.
Yeah. Because right. I hate when people blow up and go leave and hype up everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that's whack. You know, so I always want to stay connected with the youngsters.
Yeah.
I love the youngsters. I want to see them win. And I want them to take over the game how we had did once upon a time. You know, so it's just.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's real. It's genuine on the cool. I'm just a Houston fan, man. I just love everybody from Houston.
And I talked about me and Latoria. We're entrepreneurs, but that's not even including like all the music artists that you work with. You know what I mean? Like young homies. I'm like, that's what's up. And then even my homegirl, you know, Lenore, you put the verse on Relaxing.
Right.
Her career buzzing. Like
I really believe in her. Like, and that's just genuine. Like, you know, I just like her music, you know, point blank, period. She and then she's from Houston, so it's like, that's dope.
So another question for you. You have managed to, that's the best way I say it, sustain not only your career, but also your income. a lot of rappers go broke. Like, where do you attribute to not to be in your pockets, but like being able to sustain that as an independent artist, number one. And then I know you diversify. Like, you, it wasn't just about music money at some point. What was that light bulb that went off in your head?
Honestly, it is really about music, because we really don't, me and my guys, we don't even touch the real estate money. We just let that grow and, you know, and go in a different direction.
That's
but on a cool, how it happened was, like I said, it started from the beginning doing mixtapes first. I don't know nobody who put out more music than me. I would say Zero definitely has more albums, but as far as like what mixtapes and albums, yeah. I think I don't know nobody who put more out. So it was just the conditioning of that, you know, like being in Swisher House, being in Boss Hog Outlaws, yeah. Being on top of everything and knowing, you know, what everything is, staying consistent, like dropping music constantly. It's just so easy.
Yeah.
Like, I got a studio in my house right here. Me and Killer put an album together in no time. We was on Instagram Live. It was just so easy.
That album fire too.
It was so easy, yeah. But it was natural, you know? So, really, man, it's like I'm just in control of everything to where I own my masters to everything I do. I never like got the small percentage. So it's like that's definitely what it is. Like, I'm getting paid off of my catalog.
That's what's up.
That's what's really, you know, paying everything. That's what's really taking care of me, my catalog.
That's what's up.
And that's why I continually add more to it, because every time I add to it, I get a spike in my catalog money, you know?
It.
So it's like, that's what I constantly do. That's how I constantly maintain, because I constantly put out music. So my catalog is steady paying me. And then every time I drop something else, it keep growing, you know.
Man,
and then if it's a new record, it's going to be a lot of sales. So it's a spike. You know, that's how I maintain through everything,
man.
Just staying consistent. And that was through, we had mom and pop stores. We was killing them, selling mixtapes. That fell off. Next, we went to Best Buy, shut all the mom and pop stores down. Next, they took away CDs and went to streaming. We had to just keep staying consistent, and now we here, like, you know.
There was a time when Slim Thug wasn't so slim.
Right.
It's right. A famous picture on the internet with the braids. I'm like, man, it was heavy Thug that day. So what was the inspiration? Like, I know you got Get Better Gang. I know you rock with B-Fit Fools. You rock with Milton. That's your boy. What was the light bulb that was like, yo, this ain't it. You know, I need to switch it up.
High blood pressure. You know, high blood pressure hit me early. I was like 28, 27, 28, something like that.
Wow.
So it got serious. And it was like, you know, I was like, can I get off of these pills? And they was like, man, if you lose weight and, you know what I'm saying, start eating healthy, then yeah, maybe. So I did it. You know, I tried to get off of it. It didn't work. They was like, nah, you still got to take the pill. Some people still got to take the pill. I'm still on blood pressure medicine, but I feel like if I keep taking care of myself, I run my 3 miles, I work out, I stay at where I'm at. I don't want to keep going higher. My mama's shit super high. I don't know what her number is, but it's like her milligram.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to maintain, you know, stay low.
Yeah.
So that's why I do all this.
Another tough question. Is there anything in your career that you can look back on and say, I regret that?
Damn. I can't just think of nothing just off top pinpoint that I regret, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm here. I'm so happy about it. I thank God every day I wake up, like, multiple times. You know, as I walk around anywhere, I be thanking God.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm real happy about who I am today. So it's hard for me to regret, you know, anything in the past.
That's what's up.
Real life, honestly.
Who inspires you daily?
Man, everybody, honestly. Like, whoever, you know, whoever I'm around at that time or whoever I see on the internet, just anything can inspire me. And that's what I think keep me going. Like, I'm constantly inspired by stuff. And it keep me wanting to chase new things and live new dreams.
I love it. So we did, like I said, we teamed up on the Boss Life Brunch. Corey called me. Shout out to our Boss Life, first of all. Just Corey Rico shot, you know what I mean? So when you did the Boss Life Brunch, you had a message for the people, and I think it's important to share here on this platform, but you preached ownership, and you also just talking about some of the inconsistencies in the hood about, you know, like why we don't have this in our community and why these communities have this. So I just want to give you a moment and just like, what's your message to black people right now, especially with everything we're going through?
I think people just caught up in the hype of a lot of the, like, it's a lot of different ways to get paid in the hood. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I think that people overlook, hair products. You like, if you dealing with, you know, like, you know, you could do that at a beauty salon, beauty supply in the hood, nails shop.
Yeah,
like, this is a lot of money these people getting for nails. Like, if you add up how much you pay for your nails, what that is, a woman pay what, Tori, what, a hundred? How many people, you know, they get a day giving them $100?
That's,
know,
crazy.
What I'm saying? Like, I don't understand why, you know, the corner stores, like, it's a lot of stuff we don't own nothing in the hood, like, you know, food places. It should be more turkey leg huts, but not turkey leg hut. Other stuff we good at cooking, you know what I'm saying? Turkey leg hut got more cars than me, old boy.
You know what I'm saying?
So people look at, like, I want to be a rapper.
Yeah,
this dude selling turkey legs with all the cars I got and more.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? But you ain't thinking like this. You thinking I want to be famous or more followers, when really it's money right in the hood, you know. And that's what I think a lot of people overlook, because we don't own nothing in the hood. If we own the hood, the clothes we buy, like, you know, if we was buying Boss Life instead of Gucci all the time and Louis, and, you know, like it was with the Fat Form and Rockefeller back in the day, like, if that shit come back and we just, you know, invest in each other, man, you know, and invest in the culture and own the culture ourselves. Shit, or just, I just think whatever we the majority of, we should own. You know what I'm saying? Football, shit, all that. 80, if we 80% of the damn football players, it should be 80% owners, goddammit. Like, you know, if we own everything we was the majority of, we wouldn't have to talk to nobody. Like me, I don't give a damn about what nobody else got going on, because I'm going to get my shit together.
Right.
And I'm focused on my money. I'm going to be able to handle my own business. Like, Just in general, with a lot of people, like, what they go through as far as, like, like, even at work. Say if you a black man going working for somebody and you get discriminated on, if you had your own shit, you would skip
have to go
that.
Through that. Yeah.
See, I won't have to deal with a lot of that shit that a lot of people deal with.
That's
and
real.
I can still do whatever I want to do. So, you know, I never even felt those type of, you know, things that a lot of people deal with, because I was my own boss. And that's what I mean by saying, it's bigger than money, you know. It's about being free to do whatever you want to do and be able to be who you are and still be successful. So I just think people need to just own themselves. Even as rappers, all this cap, they own everything but they masters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you famous. Like, how you feel when a dude own you? Like, for real. Like,
yeah.
Got your masters, like, in 2020. Like, you really cool with that? Like, I've been not cool with that, you know, and now I'm so happy that it's becoming a new trend, you know, but for so long, I just never was cool with that, because, like I tell you, I already seen what the, you know, the $5 was. Yeah. I already knew my work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know if I go to your label, you offer me $200,000 for 4 albums and I can make $200,000 without being famous off mixtapes. I'm a, what? That don't make sense. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Like,
so, I always had that mind frame and I always had that vision. Thank God for Jay Prince and, you know, those who showed me that it could happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, definitely pioneered the way. And I was always saying, I don't want to be Scarface. I want to be Jay Prince.
That's what's up. What do you say to a homie right now who is contemplating signing the deal or being single in this climate right now?
But at the same time, I don't knock that. Like, some people, I'm a different era. Like, I did that. It ain't easy. It wasn't easy. I lost out on a lot of shine. You know, I probably could have been way more famous if I would have did a deal, you know? So I'm not telling the kid who want to do that, that that's wrong, you know? But at the same time, I will say that if you are able and patient to, you know, to know your own worth and put out some music and really, you know, because if you, whenever you go into somebody as a demo, they gonna crumb you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you ain't got nothing, no numbers behind you or nothing, they gonna crumb you. They not gonna give you what you worth. So if you can be patient enough to figure out how much you worth, you probably won't even want to do that deal like I did.
You know,
after seeing the money me, Chameleon, and Allen was making, we was like, man, like, we good. We straight. We don't need, that don't make sense.
That's dope, bro.
You know, so at the end of the day, you know, if you could be patient enough to see how much you really worth, and get some, or at least wait until you get your numbers up, you know.
Yeah, now you can actually negotiate.
Now you can go in there with some, man, I'm negotiating power. Yeah, yeah. You know, they can't crumb you like that. Absolutely. Well, I'm already doing this. So, you know, you got to, yeah. So that's how I look at it. But at the same time, I seen that work. Look at Drake. Look at all these, you know, famous dudes who's super rich off of doing a deal. So I don't knock it, but I'm just talking about me.
Let me ask you something. Do you think about your legacy and what it'll be when you, you know what I'm saying, whenever you leave this great earth?
I don't, man. Honestly.
It was no good way to ask that question.
Right. I don't. Honestly, I don't. I keep, you know, I rarely reflect, I think. And I think I was just telling myself that today, actually, because Les had posted something with Pimp C saying some shit like, I see Slim Thug on West Time. And I'm like, man, what that shit was on? He like, that's on the greatest hits. I was like, damn, I rarely, that's a song me and Pimp C did.
Yeah.
But I rarely go back and listen to old shit because I'm always working on new shit.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So I rarely sit down and reflect and just like, man, you know, but at the end of the day, I want because it's just look at me as somebody who, you know, came up from the hood and did it his way. And continue to do it his way, you know, on every aspect. I'm on billboards with the mayor, but I'm still Slim Thug. I'm still who I am. You know, I still get to be whoever I want to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, and he still respect me as a good citizen and knows I'm a positive person, you know, regardless of me not being perfect.
Yeah. Be genuine, basically.
Right. You know, be real.
What would Slim Thug today tell, you know, 18-year-old Slim Thug, if you had a chance to have a conversation with him?
Man, that's another good question. Wait till you get married to have some kids, kid. God damn, because this three baby mamas thing ain't going to work.
Straight like
I
that.
I got fixed as quick as I could. But man,
straight like that.
Wait till you get married, man. Stop jumping out there and playing games. These baby mamas is going to get you.
Oh, boy. So, I love
that's
it.
That's what I would tell young Slim Thug.
He keep it real, man.
Straight up.
So we talked about these fellas earlier, Boss Life, and I just want to use this as an example. Corey, Rico, Sha, you know what I mean? I haven't really got a chance to chop it up with Milton yet, and then I'm cool with Heavy. But I, you know, those three guys, they've shown me a lot. You know, a lot of people try to get around the crew because they think you got all the shine.
Right.
They get in the circle. You get in the circle. You be like, hold on, bro. All these dudes is bosses. Like, all of these. You know what I'm saying?
Everybody. All my homeboys, we bust the tab down. Oh, this Slim Thug. I'm probably the one who ain't got the money on me today.
Like, that was the most inspirational thing for me when I started hanging with y'all. When I was like, oh, like he got his own. Oh, he got his own. Like, they not. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely not. Definitely everybody on my team is real bosses.
So my question is like, can you speak to the importance of keeping good people around you and solid people around you?
Yeah, man, it's important to have, you know, solid people around you, man, you know, to keep you in check, you know, on everything. And, you know, you can always get a good opinion from them, you know, and it's good to be around people who don't rely on you for everything. Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's just good. It's inspirational too. I get a lot of inspiration from my team. You know, we constantly inspiring each other.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another good thing. I'm sure I'm where I'm at because, you know, they help inspire me a lot with a lot of stuff.
I love it, man. I love what Boss Life is able to do for the city and, you know, just how y'all move, man. It's one of the most inspiring things. Here's a question. What is the biggest lesson that success has taught you?
Man. That it ain't all good ever. It ain't ever all good. And to be successful, it's a constant job. It ain't no, it's not no stopping in success. Or at least, you know, not yet. You know, if you want to be successful, it's a constant, it's about working hard. You know what I'm saying? It's not about doing the least. It's about doing the most. You know what I'm saying? That's what success is about. Like, you know, if you want to go to work and you just want to go there and ride the clock and do the least, then you ain't trying to be successful.
Yeah.
If you're trying to outshine everybody and you're trying to be the hardest worker and the one that lead the way, then you go most likely be successful. So I think that's all just mind frame and work ethic. You know, if you at McDonald's and you don't give a damn how this Big Mac tastes, you ain't going to be successful. You know, it's the people who take, you know, who got pride in their work, man, who really, you know, care. you know, and the people who out here trying to get it, you know, who gonna be the successful one.
All right, we about to play rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
So the only rule is you have to answer as fast as you can.
Okay.
So first I'm gonna just say a word and you say whatever word pops to your mind or whatever thought pops in your mind. No, I got you. Trust me, I make sure my people don't get in no trouble. You know what I'm saying? I got you. We ain't gonna do nothing crazy. So it's simple. Like I'm gonna say, like I say Barney and you say purple. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Just throw it out there. So we're gonna go with tipping.
Fofos.
Boss.
Life.
H-Town.
Home.
Work.
All day, all night.
There we go. Candy.
Paint.
Flow.
Slow.
Hustle.
Hard.
2020.
Vision.
Hey, there we go. Okay, favorite food.
Brunch.
Favorite movie.
Scarface.
Green or perp?
Perp.
Classic or foreign?
Classic and foreign.
Hey. Swingers or choppers?
Swingers.
Slim Thug is?
The boss.
If you were to write a book, it would be called?
The boss of all bosses.
If you could collab with any artist in the world, it would be?
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. Man. Drake, because I make a lot of money. Because the girl is on his party, I'm gonna make a bankroll.
Right. Top five rappers, dead or alive?
Tupac, Jay Z, Biggie, Scarface, Pimp C.
Love it. Solid. All right. I lived a life twice, and that's just being nice. If they were smart, they would start asking for advice.
Right.
What advice? Facts.
That was bars. That's some slow bars, man. Y'all would never understand it, man. That's why I'd be like, I'm Jay-Z. You could never see me. What?
So I'm going to hold you accountable for that advice part. What advice do you have for women, children, men, somebody who's trying to break into the industry, somebody who's trying to be independent, somebody who's just trying to live a good life, a thorough life? What advice would you give?
Be you, man. Like, man, don't live no life for nobody else. Live life for you. Be yourself, man. Like, because I see people waste a decade on playing games, you know, with other folks and living something they ain't. Like, that's just the most important thing, I think, is just to be yourself, you know, and be happy. And if people don't accept you for who you are, then that ain't the people for you, you know, and just live like that, man. But I don't know. I mean, like, that's just me. I live my life. I live my truth. I don't really care. Like, people can talk about me or whatever. Like, I don't get offended or nothing. I just, you know, continue to be who I am. And, you know, I'm happy with who I am.
So. I love it. All right, man. This has been episode 10, season 1 of the Transformation Chamber. I couldn't have ended it in a big, better way without the boss of all bosses. Yo, I really appreciate y'all for tuning in this season. Peace.
Hey.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Transformation Chamber. To learn more about Slim Thug, follow him on IG at Slim Thug or visit his website at BossLifeWorld.com. To learn more about the Transformation Chamber, follow me at Joshua T. Dada or visit my website at JoshuaTDada.com. See you next time. I'd like to dedicate this episode to my girl, Danielle Linton, Danny Lim. You're forever in our hearts, and we love you.